Hello again, this is Tawny Thompson.
And I'm Tony Cheek.
We are coming at you from the Theater of the Mind Players, who are, again, for any newcomers, a live streaming gaming group based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. If you do want our full experience and you want to see our beautiful faces, you can catch us on YouTube, or you can join us live on Twitch. All of those details will be in our episode description.
We're playing an absolutely terrifying, spooky, scary game, an RPG called Chill. We are playing the third edition from Growling Door Games. The main developer is Matthew McFarland. Chill follows a monster hunting organization called Save, and all of our PCs are members. Please enjoy our adventures as we hunt down the unknown.
Welcome back to the final act of Good Fences Make Good Neighbors. Our chill RPG stream brought to you once again by Growling Door Games. If you are enjoying your chill experience, please check them out on Indie Press Revolution or on the internet at growlingdoorgames.com, and you can pick up your own copy of Chill, as well as several of the free cases that we're going to be doing on the live stream are available there, so that you can run them for your friends and neighbors, or you can even spoil yourself and cheat and look ahead to see what sort of creepy things I'm going to throw at these suckers over the next couple of streams.
I'm not cheating.
No, truth be told, I'm going to do some transparency here. I told them what cases we were doing, and I was like, you can look at them if you want to see what I'm going to be throwing at you, and they are all like, nope, we want to be completely scared out of our gourd, which is about to happen right now because...
Something barked back.
At the top of the stairs... There is a huge black dog.
It's serious black.
Are you serious?
And seated like two or three stairs down from it is the creepy little thing which Nate knows is called a gammon. And it's kind of nuzzling its head next to the beast's massive paw as it growls and starts to bark.
It's like the antithesis of the sister and, mm-hmm. and
that's
lady.
Exactly what I was thinking.
So, what's everybody's current stamina?
55,
25, 60. Can I just shoot it?
You can when it is your turn.
But Mom!
25. And what was yours again, Clark? I'm sorry.
55.
Okay. So, on... where are we at? 80? No. 90. I did that right. Okay, good. The big black dog leaps down the stairs, and is going to probably try to take a bite at whoever's closest, which I'm assuming since your dog is barking at it, is probably Zisu, you.
Yeah. Is that a grim? Does this mean I'm going to die now?
Most likely.
Grim.
So
do I need to resist?
Yes. So give me a
Dex? What is it? Sorry.
I'm gonna say Dex here because I think it's reflexes.
They're pretty similar. I failed. 74 on 65.
Well, you know, you could flip a chip and you would succeed.
Flip it.
Flip it. Is that okay with you guys? Flip it.
Yes.
Okay.
It is already flipped.
It's too late, Rob. Touch the chip.
The chip has been touched.
Chip flipped. So, what that means is, because it got a 63 out of 80, it does its basic attack, which is a serious, but because you got a low success, it decreases it to a minor.
So a 10 penalty.
Mm-hmm.
To my stamina.
Right, and also to anything in that row of things. So, it has these massive teeth that open up at you and you grab the collar of your dog and backpedal as quickly as possible, and the teeth don't sink into you, but the weight of this thing hitting you knocks you to the ground and causes you to lose your breath for a moment.
Is Zizou okay?
Zizou's fine, okay. But you definitely took most of the hit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So then 60 is Sage.
Okay, I would like to try to
punch him with crowbar.
Yeah, crowbar him
that's
off.
Not punching, but
crowbar the dog. Or,
yes.
Okay, roll it.
Hit him with the chair. Oh,
that is an 89 out of 65.
Okay. You can still succeed if you flip 3 chips.
I'm gonna not do that.
Okay.
That's too many chips.
Too many chips?
Too many chips.
So you aimed it to bring your crowbar down on this thing's head, but instead it hits its beefy side and doesn't really seem to do anything. 55.
So
that's Clark and Nate.
Are we grouped up?
Yeah.
I would like to create a line of defense circle.
Okay. Is it a line or a circle?
I'm an expert, so I can do...
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you just literally get out salt and just...
No, I do the... We just established I am like Doctor Strange. And I...
Oh, right. It is Doctor Strange. I forgot we did that before.
So, want you to give me a spooky way check? Mm-hmm. So, you... So that means that you flip one of these, and you give me a activation check.
I got a 52.
And do you have your activation next to your ability?
I don't.
Okay. You have the Seer of Protection, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think it was
Okay. You need to check that, folks. So give me a moment, please.
Do we have any announcements?
Yes, please pitch away while I am looking up these rules.
Well, I guess we have not yet mentioned that we have another member of our party who is here but unseen. It is Tech Master Brad. Yay. So, Tech Master Brad, make sure your feed is running smoothly and hits you back with some jokes and witty banter. So
he also is the professional cuddler of pets.
Yeah. Yeah. We're also missing our dear doctor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jordan Fishburne.
Some of us more than others.
Some of us more than others. But big shout out to Jordan, who should be back with us next month.
Sup, J-Fizz.
Anybody have any other announcements?
So, it should be under your whatever your focus attribute is.
It's 70.
Plus 30 because you're an
expert.
Because you're an expert.
So that'd be 100.
Okay, so what did you roll?
52.
Okay, so you're always rolling under 100 when you're doing that.
Okay.
So that means it's still a low success, which means you're going to lose 10 willpower.
Okay.
And sure enough, the circle comes around the four of you down at the bottom of the stairs, and after slamming into Clark, the black dog is kind of rolled over back into the main living room area, and it's just sort of, you know, staring and growling at you.
Like a Darth
Maul. We can still hear noise right now?
Yeah.
And we can still hear noise?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
It's interesting that it's so close to us, but we can still hear the dog.
Mm-hmm. On 50...
I still go on 55. Unless, okay. Does that change because my stamina changed?
Yeah, what is your
45
current stamina?
Now.
Yeah, then...
Okay.
So, on 50...
Okay.
You start to hear crying. And those of you who look up at the stairs see that the gamin is now a fresh-faced 9-year-old girl and looks down at you and it, with tears in her eyes, is like, I don't know what you did, but I'm so scared.
Come here into the circle.
The dog
is out of the way. Come here into the circle. She can't come into the circle if she's evil.
Yeah, that's true.
And she she actually runs back up the stairs.
No.
So, Clark, what are you doing?
Shoot the dog, girl.
I'm shooting the dog because I feel like if we kill the dog, then the girl will be fine. It's either a trap or it's helping. And if we kill the dog, it helped.
We either have to kill one of them or both of them. So dog has to die no matter what.
I'm shooting the dog.
We've learned anything from right Admiral Akbar.
It's swapping to my purple dice because the other dice have failed me a few times. 23 on my 63.
Okay, so that is a high success. The dog is going to attempt to resist.
Bring it, dog. Bring it.
And it does not at 85. Well, yeah, maybe it does. That's a low success.
Flip a token.
So you got a high success, right?
Yes.
Okay, so basically that cancels out the high success. You're only just doing the regular damage to it. For a gun is serious.
Serious?
Serious.
Big black dog.
Big black dog.
That is the third joke referencing Harry Potter.
I think it's like the fifth. Well, oh, it's only the third on Sirius Black, yeah.
And, yeah. Bang, you shoot the dog, and it yelps, and, it rather than kind of pacing back and forth on the, in the doorway, it's retreated to, there's like an old flipped over couch where it's got its paws up and it looks like it's getting ready to
leap
to jump again. 25.
I'm gonna shotgun that fucker in the face. Let's go.
Shick shack boom.
Shick shack boom. Well, 98. It's lucky that I have a 110.
Okay.
Shotgun.
It gets a 31, so it has a let's see. It's still going to be high success on its resistance, so it decreases 2. You hit it for 1, so that's going to be a minor wound to it.
Shick shack boom.
And stuffing goes everywhere as you know the pellets hit both the dog and the
sofa,
the thing. So round reboots, and because you've lowered their staminas, you guys actually have. Ooh. So Sage, you're up first.
Sajay.
Have we squirt gunned the dog yet?
No.
I don't feel like that's useful.
Says the girl that's been adamantly holding onto the squirt gun.
Just in case, but the dog doesn't seem like the right use.
So the dog can't come into our circle.
No.
So I don't want to exit the circle.
No.
So I guess I will attempt to shoot it with a non-squirted gun.
Okay.
I rolled a 4.
Okay, so whoa, it's a high success. A high success is going to bump it up by 1. It rolled a 43 on its resistance, which is a low success. So that means you're actually going to get a major hit on it.
Nice.
Does it look it pretty down. Hurt now?
Yeah, like not it is definitely
if we get another major, it's out.
Yeah, so you shoot the creature. It takes a hit, and rather than just straight up growling, now it's kind of breathing, and you hear it
What if there's a real puppy in there?
No sympathy.
It tried to eat my dog.
Do I have to, do I have to maintain the circle to, and I can't do anything else, or can I still attack?
That's a good question. I think you, like, I feel like, it's always weird, because you want to have some sort of a maintenance thing, but it's also kind of like, it's also boring for the person doing something of that, because it's like, well, then I stand there and I keep running the thing. Like,
well, I don't mind it, I'm just making sure that I
know, I want to make sure that, the sphere lasts for one round after activation, so you activated it last round, and you can spend 10 points each round to keep it up. So it's still good this round.
Okay.
And it looks like you just sort of spend willpower to maintain it.
Let it go.
All right.
But this round, it's still up.
Still good?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, also, for as a future note, for playing your character, one of your basic things, because you have the protective sphere, is disrupt. Oh. Which allows you to flip a chip and basically disrupt a power that one of the creatures of the unknown has. Oh. So you could have in theory disrupted Louis Asante to see what you know to basically.
Oh, what? I didn't know. Okay, cool.
You didn't know that. I'm telling you now, so you remember.
That's very good to know. Okay, then in this case, I will try to shoot at it again with a pistol.
Okay.
Oop. Shut it in the face. 41 out of 28.
Son of a 41 out of 28?
Yeah.
Could flip two.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay. Yeah, your shot goes wild as it starts to realize, wait a minute, they can hurt me and I can't hurt them. Then you hear thumping coming from upstairs, and crying, and the wails of she's hurting me, she's so mad at me, you have to help me, and you hear the sound of a small body being flung around upstairs.
We'll deal with it after the dog's dead. Focus.
Me? Why you always got to do these things right before my turn? I'm going to shoot the dog. 20 on my 63.
Okay. How many people shot at the dog this turn? You did. 60. Still a thing. So you're going to do...
High success.
So high success bumps it by one. To like zero to serious to a major, but it got a high success as well, which lowers it by two, so that it is a minor for 10. Okay. 25.
Click clack, motherfucker.
Okay.
Kill it. 27 out of 110. That is a high success.
All right, so. So, finally, the black dog dies in a hail of gunfire. Bang, 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 ka-chack, boom! And the pellets go through it as it dissipates into a dark cloud and smash into the wall behind it and start letting the sunlight in.
Mm. Upstairs, let's go.
We can't keep the force field around us when we go upstairs, can we?
It's going to end right now anyways. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, you can recast it.
Yeah, I'm dropping it upstairs, right now. Let's go.
Okay. Dum, 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 and then... Ka-dum, 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 guys, ka-dum, ka-dum,
ka-dum. Definitely following the sounds, but like gun first.
You should be doing this with puppets.
Water gun in one hand, regular pistol in the other. Water gun in the offhand. Water gun in the offhand.
You get into the you get into the main room, and you see a very odd sight. The little girl, Marie, is lying on the ground.
Oh, we're too late.
And there's a rocking chair that she's lying next to. And there is a shriveled old lady sitting in it. And she's staring... And she, no, she's not staring bullets. Her face is so sad. You are naughty. And you have to be punished, my dear, for bringing these uninvited guests into my house. And she rocks forward. And that's when you notice that Marie's fingers are underneath the rocking chair. And you hear the sound of... as... The old lady rocks forward and rocks back. And Marie pulls her hand back and just starts wailing and crying.
Cast a circle and pull her into it. Or you do it. You have parkour.
Sorry, there's... I don't know why that makes me laugh.
You just asked me to cast a circle.
No, he'll cast a circle and then you parkour and pull her into it.
But what if she's a trick?
Then she won't come through the circle.
But not if we cast a circle around her.
No, cast the circle and then we'll pull her.
Oh.
So that she gets...
Now. Which one has the magic powers? And, Marie points at you.
I do. I have the magic powers.
I don't think that's...
Because on 120, the mean old neighbor lady looks up and says, "Go away, young man."
Fuck.
And you go flying.
Can I, right before she throws me, go, "I knew it was a hay!"
Sure. Except you're wrong. It's actually a mean old neighbor lady.
Damn.
All right. So, to fail? Do that...
No.
Just to do that. So that's good. 43.
We got some chips, yo.
So go ahead and give me a... Actually, I don't know if you... How you resist that, really.
Just... Dodge.
She's basically just... Jedi mind blasting there. So...
Do I just know how to, like...
Or could it be willpower?
Cover my...
Let me look it up. Because it is a regular ability.
Cover the balls and hope for the best.
Tuck and roll!
Reflexes?
Yeah, we do have a thing called a reflex thing.
Can I pull an 11 and just force her back and have my nose bleed?
Hold on.
Duel of the Fates. Whose force is stronger?
Mm-hmm.
Well, clearly hers.
Well, I didn't do anything yet.
Yeah.
I was just being...
But, I mean, how long have you had these powers?
What's no, but not your business. Fool. Get out here.
Because, like, if old ladies had these powers for, like...
You know what? What happens when you run out of willpower?
Anytime. You... Basically, when you run out of either willpower or stamina, you take penalties and you, run the risk of dying for reals. So I'm actually going to say, you know what? Give me just a straight willpower roll. Like, whatever your current willpower is.
Ugh. I got a 28 on a 20.
Flip one.
Yeah, flip one.
Flip it.
Oh, sorry, Rob. You flip them.
Flip that shit.
Poor Brad is like, I just got done flipping them! All right, so you flip one back. And so that's going to give you a low success, which means the injury rank is decreased one level. She had a high success, so it balances out. You're going to take a serious injury as you go tumbling back down the stairs.
Okie dokie.
What is your current stamina?
It is 35.
Okay. Sage, you are up next.
Gonna hit her with a squirt gun.
Okay. Go ahead and shoot.
I got a 42 on my 28.
All right.
We'll never know.
Unless you want to flip two.
Fuck it, flip two.
Wait, you got a what now?
I got a 42 on my 28.
Yeah, so two means it's a hit.
Do we want to find out if the squirt guns work?
Yes.
Like, so much that we want to spend two of those? It's up to you. I'm
paranoid about it.
Well, is she the big boss?
Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah. Let's do it. Flip them.
She's the boss lady. Sorry, you should flip them.
Flip away.
Okay. Woo! I'm the captain now.
I would like to know, rather than someone else wasting another turn on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm enough for two tokens. Now.
Butt jokes.
So.
Oh, yeah.
So you got a low success.
Yep.
So here's the thing. The water is key. However, to really kill her, you have to hit her with a massive amount. Squirt guns are not necessarily going to cut it. However, because I don't want to basically say, ha-ha, your plan stinks, boop. I'm going to rule it like this. She makes a reflex roll, and if she's successful, she dodges your water blast. But enough, like, sprinkles on her that it hisses, and she's like, ah, what a world!
Sidebar, they are super soaker.
Right.
Super soaker, 9,000.
You brought a bucket, though. Didn't you bring a bucket? Still have it? Did you put it down?
I don't see how she could have carried a bucket.
Okay. Not in my limping state. I'm sure it's still at the graveyard.
Yeah, I'm sure you probably dropped the bucket once your knee went missing. but if she fails her reflex roll, then you will at least do superficial damage to her. So basically these guns do superficial damage to her, which is more than anything else could do.
What if we could unscrew the chambers?
If you want to throw stuff at her, that's fine, but that's one shot, and then if you miss, you're out of bullets. So right now you're doing superficial damage. An 05 is enough for her to get out of the way, but enough spring, like a couple of drops sizzle past her, and she looks very upset at that.
Enough to tip us off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Squeaky, 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 squeaky.
So wait, are you saying that a bullet probably won't do anything to her?
You can try it.
I mean, that's all I got, so...
My guess is that it does, just not nearly as much.
I told you guys it was the fucking Wicked Witch of the West. I fucking said it, didn't I?
What, we didn't
congratulations
deny
on being
you.
Right. What do you do?
It's not my turn.
Actually, it is your turn.
Oh.
So congratulations on your correctness.
I'm going to unscrew the chamber off of one of my two water guns because I said I brought pistols.
You did.
And I'm going to splash it at her.
Okay.
And hope I hit.
So I'm going to say that is a... minor, that would be a base minor. That's also going to be it's prowess, not shooting, because you're throwing. Prowess is
on top.
Okay. It's pretty similar number here. Nope.
87
on 55.
Okay.
There aren't enough tokens to flip.
That one just goes high and wide and tumbles into the thing, so you're down to one squirt gun. Tony.
I switched
wait,
to my...
Wait, wait.
Whoop, whoop.
Sorry.
Whoop.
Jordan was like, classic.
I mean, there's a sink upstairs. I can just...
Water's off in the house.
In this physical location that we're in right now. I was making a bad joke.
Oh.
Anybody got a pee?
I'm going to rule right now that doesn't work.
Whip your dick out at the hag. See how well it goes.
We just want to decide that if a cleric peed on something that it was holy water.
Yeah.
In a game of D&D.
That's hilarious. Just as long as it was blessing it as the pee was coming out.
Exactly.
Just blessing his dick. Just...
So,
Oh, it what a...
Marie gets up and her fingers click back into place, Evil Dead style, as she wails, "Don't you hurt my Nana!" And comes at you. So 27.
What am I?
So it. So right now it's doing a minor attack on you.
Am I going off of reflexes here?
Yes, or close quarters combat actually.
I don't understand why my stamina is 55, but my close
quarters. Because you aren't trained in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then yeah,
you I failed. Through those
I did. I done did fail.
Okay. So it's going to do a it's a high success. It's actually going to do a serious wound to you.
If I already have a minor, does it go up to major?
It goes up. No, it just goes up to serious.
Okay.
But you still lose the stamina, which is what's important.
I'm supposed to lose stamina?
Yeah.
If it's trauma, it's willpower. If it's injury, it's stamina.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know,
those earlier, but
I can't. Funny. If I get two more injuries, then I'm dead.
Don't get hit.
So she slams into you because you were focusing on the mean old neighbor lady, and she slams into you and knocks you to the ground and is on top of you, and she grabs you by your piercings. And just starts slamming your head into the ground. Which
Ow.
Which is why she can attack twice in a turn.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Hmm. Hey, you guys dealt with the dog really well.
Yeah, it's true.
Is this still close quarters combat?
Yep.
Still fail.
Okay. She's going to do a 10 more points of stamina damage.
So not major. Another minor.
No, no. Your injury doesn't bump up.
Okay. I just take out stamina.
Yeah. Well, if it hits any level that is below what you already have, you just lose stamina.
Okay.
Because she's bang, bang, bang. So what is your current stamina?
25.
Okay. And you took your action at this round. Okay. So that means it is Tony's turn.
I'm gonna try to shoot the she bitch with my squirt gun.
Okay. Please. Go ahead. Well, you got chucked down the stairs, as I recall.
Oh, right.
So you can run up and do it, but I'm gonna say that's gonna be at a negative 20.
Because
you have to run back up and shoot.
That end. Okay. So then I got negative 20 plus that. I got it. Well, I got a.
So what is your fire? What is your range?
28.
Oh, so okay. You're trying to roll under an 8?
You got to roll under an 8. What do
and
you got?
And I got a 42.
Yeah, no, it's probably not going to do it.
Yeah.
So, you're like, Danielle. Who are you shotgunning?
Oh.
Mean old neighbor lady.
Oh, you think I should? Not.
Don't fuck with the kid. If you take out the mean old neighbor lady, the kid will be fine.
Okay.
I think take out the kid.
Leave the kid alone. We can
one more attack.
We can save her.
What? I could kill Clark.
Can you guys just tattler and not whisper? Yeah. it makes great theater when we don't have a mic.
You know what? I'll shoot the mean old bitch.
Okay.
But only if I can yell, "You mean old bitch!"
Okay.
47, under 110, so it's under half. High success.
All right. That'd be great. Except she's invulnerable to most attacks.
We need water. Mm-hmm.
She's invulnerable to.
Like, so you shoot the shotgun at her, and they go right through her face.
Yeah, we're gonna have to retreat, go get water, and come back.
And you taunted her too. Yeah, I agree with that statement.
How do we retreat? How does that work?
You run the FOA.
We can't hurt her.
With squirt guns, we can.
Not enough.
I mean,
you could also roll really well with the squirt guns too.
We could roll really well, or we could just get a ton more water. It's up to you what you want to do. Do we want to just stick with the squirt guns and keep trying and
until
pick it away
we're out and then go?
Well, I mean,
or we die.
Theoretically, kill her possibly, or do we want to just check out, get a whole shit ton of water, and bring it back? like a fire engine.
Well, in the meantime, while you guys are thinking about this, it's her turn to go.
Oh, cool.
She flips two, so she can use her big flinging power. And she's going to use it on you.
Great.
So, she's going to do a high success. So go ahead and give me a willpower roll to resist.
Current willpower?
Current willpower.
Okay. Under half.
Okay. So,
high success.
That means that it is decreased two levels. That means that her... So it goes up, back one, down two. Minor wound.
I already have a major wound, so...
Okay, so you just lose 10 stamina.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm at 15.
Retreat.
Retreat.
Because she... She says, "Language, young man," and does her flick, and you go slamming back into the wall, but not down the stairs. Sage,
I would like to throw my super soaker at Bailey, so you can use it.
Because you shoot better.
Oh!
And then take my crowbar and try to hit the little kid. If I can do all that.
Okay. Yeah, tell you what. Give me a prowess check and a close quarters combat check, both at minus 20.
Prowess check is a fail by minus 20. So yeah, by like 25.
Okay. So that means that Billy does not catch, but the
gun skitters over.
Gun skitters over, and then your crowbar arama.
That is at negative 20 again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is 11 below. So 11, yeah.
So that's a hit?
No, I'm sorry, 11 above with the negative 20.
Okay. So you can flip some chips and make that count.
Sure, flip the chips.
Yeah, there are a ton now.
Yeah, let's flip some... I guess I have to flip two then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So let's see here. Got a 9. Ooh.
You can't exactly run right now.
No, I
can't.
Didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings.
Maybe you take a swing at her head like a golf club.
So yeah, so you start whacking at the gammon, and you crunch your crowbar into it, but it is still solidly on top of Clark. And I believe it is Tony's turn.
I would like to create a line of defense between us and the lady.
She bitch.
So here's the thing about line of defense, is that it needs to be between like two points.
Oh, so I couldn't do it from one wall to another wall?
Yes, but you're not going to be able to get, like, you'd be able to get, Billy behind that, but these two are too engaged with the gammon to do that.
Are we grouped up enough that I could do a circle?
No.
No. Okay. Well, then instead of that, I will just take another shot with my squirt gun.
Okay.
Oh, boy. That's a...
60.
60... out of a 28, so no.
Okay. 25, 25, 15. That is two. No. Clark.
So she's on top of me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hurt her, but I want to get her off of me. And I want to squirt gun the she bitch. I'm assuming that's too many things.
Probably.
How do I get her off of me?
Could you maybe squirt gun her in the face while she's hurting you? And then she'd be like, and maybe back off?
The water didn't seem to hurt her.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Yeah. I think you're talking about the gammon. That's on you.
The kid.
Oh.
Just shoot her. She's already dead.
I don't think she is. She turned back a minute ago.
But that's probably a trick.
I disagree. Can we do, would it be like a prowess check to get her off of me? Or like a strength?
Probably a prowess or a movement check.
Okay, can I do movement? Because that's better. The movement is 60?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 25. On 60.
Okay, so that's a high success.
Yes.
The gammon only got a low success, so you are able to chuck it off of you and basically scurry back to the kind of the doorway area mm-hmm. where Nate and Billy are located. Billy, you're up.
Oh, so now I have a water gun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But ranged weapon, it's not my shotgun anymore, so I'm just at 60 now.
It's still better than my 25.
Okay. 28!
Nice, that's under half.
Under half!
Alright. So it's going to make a resistance roll with its reflexes. A 64. So that means that it made a low success on resistance, which means it basically cancels out your high success, but you still hit it, so that's still going to be 35. Okay.
It's now at 35?
It was at 40, so it's now down to 35.
Okay.
So.
No one tells me about my language except my mama, and you ain't my mama.
All right, so back to 60 then.
And keep swinging at the kid.
Okay.
It's warm. I have to take off my costume because I'm warm.
Is this close quarters?
Yes.
Okay. 16 out of 65.
Okay, so that's a high success. And Gammon also gets a high success from a 24. So does that
cancel out completely?
It does. I believe that cancels and no, high success actually decreases two levels. So it's going to take 5 from that. So you are slowly beating it down. And Nate goes next.
Okay, so who is around me?
The three of us.
Three of you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to... Can I create a circle just around them?
Let me check.
Like, do I have to be in it? Wow, I'm sorry, guys. I keep asking questions.
No. Hey, you guys are in a pretty desperate fight here. Like,
we gonna fucking die.
I think we need to retreat and come back with more water.
I don't know, maybe just throw some Carmex on her. She just needs moisturize me.
Oh, damn.
Maybe we should just give her a Snickers.
You're not hungry. You're not yourself when you're hungry.
Snickers, if you want to sponsor.
Yeah. Anyone from Snickers listening?
Yeah.
I mean, I am allergic to peanuts, but, like, it's fine.
She eats
the
around,
rest of us like them.
We love them. She eats around the peanuts.
But you know who can sponsor us? Twix.
Twix. Sup, Twix?
Literally, I will eat a Twix in every show for you. I will wear a Twix merch.
It is centered on your body.
Okay, goody.
Love you.
Shit.
Run over to us, bro.
Well, no, it's basically...
No, it's the three of us are next to
right now, if he ran over, it would be those two, and you guys would be...
I should also like to point out that Ethan is still at 60. Like, his numbers are really high right now still.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
And theoretically, like, if you wanted to, he could run into the circle after the fact, right?
Okay.
Yeah, don't
I mean,
worry
the rest
me.
Of us are right. fucked, but he's fine.
Well, we're in the doorway, so if I create this, could we check out if we need to?
You can move slowly... Okay. But you can't just be like,
you could,
run,
you could put a line in the doorway, though.
Yeah, I could. Are we in the doorway?
You're near the doorway.
Okay. like inside the room though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll just create a circle around the three of us.
Okay. So give me a focus roll there. All right. Remember, you're rolling under 100.
I got a 14.
Okay, that is a high success, so you lose 5 willpower. But you punch the ground, and the circle of protection pops up, and you and Billy and Clark are all now protected.
I think I just go, "Hi, you old bitch!" Well, still bleeding from my knee, but you know. I'm on painkillers.
So down... No, 25? Oh, actually, I went the wrong way. So, it's actually bad guy time. Since the three of you protected, that means that the only person that she can direct her flick attack at is you.
Sorry, buddy.
Goodbye.
But she only gets a... No, that actually is a high success. Never mind. Haha, just kidding.
Reflex? Or is this willpower?
Willpower.
I got a high success.
Okay. Nice. So that means you're only taking a serious wound as you get chucked around the,
Does he come into our circle?
No.
I tried.
Our circle of friendship.
Our circle of... Like, if you would have gotten a critical success, then yeah.
Critical success, you can do whatever you want.
And then the little creature is also coming after you.
This is close quarters combat?
Yes.
I got a high success.
Woo!
Okay.
No doubles?
All right. So, it leaps at... So you get... smashing in through like a bookcase, the gammon comes leaping at you, and you quick whip around one of the chunks of the book to its little finger starts scrabbling along the side of it as you throw it down.
I just imagine.
Yeah. So now it is Clark's turn.
Water gun at the she bitch.
Okay.
Ho ho! High success.
All right.
21 on my 63.
That is a failure.
Huh.
So that means...
Oh my god.
Squirt, 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 squirt.
So you actually... it burns and scars her arm as she puts her arm up.
How do you like me now, water bitch?
Then... Billy...
All right.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
Yeah.
We're fighting this with water gun.
Ooh, 23, so under half.
All right.
So high success.
Reflex. She does make the reflex save on that. But that means that she's down to 20.
How do you like me now, water bitch? I like your line, Clark.
And back up to Sage.
Parkour.
Sajay. If you will.
Yeah, I'll back over that line.
Okay.
I guess I don't have to roll for that, do I?
Yes, I think you do because I think you gotta get past the gamut.
Okay. Is that a parkour?
Sure.
Let's see, so it's negative 20 because I have a serious wound. So that puts it at I need to be. I'm 2 under.
Okay.
Yes.
Passed by 2.
I'm gonna say it scratches you as you go past. Take 5.
Parkour. No.
Oh, what?
I love being evil.
No.
So it's on 60. On 40, the... So the gammon sees the four of you gathered in Nate's protective circle. And yes, he parkours over the child, Jordan. she's like, "Does he do a sweet flip?" And I'm like, "Of course he has a sweet flip."
I think he bounces off the wall, the door frame, goes, poof, and then he does this.
Yeah. And the gammon just looks at you and says, "He was promised to me. You can't have him." And she runs and jumps out the window.
I mean, actually, that's fine. I'm good with that. That's the best of all possible solutions.
Is it?
Except unless she's killing the other kid.
Well, I mean, at the moment, it's pretty great.
We'll just finish killing the old bitch and then we'll deal with it.
Well, what? I think if we kill the old bitch, they'll both be fine.
One murderer at a time.
Because ding dong, the bitch is dead.
35 is Tony. Nate Ellis, what are you doing?
I guess she's gone, right? So I'll drop the... Or is the girl still here?
The old lady's still
here. The old lady's still
here. Oh, the old lady's still here. The girl jumped
out. Yeah, the gammon jumped out the window.
Oh, right. The gammon is the... Okay. So, yeah, I'll just... I guess I'll just squirt at her. It sounds weird to say, but that's what I'm doing. 22 under a 28.
Oh, that is doubles!
That's doubles.
It's doubles. Sorry, Techmaster Brad. Techmaster executive producer.
He flipped.
Petter of cats.
Yeah, because
Brad.
When you get doubles, it gets flipped.
Oh, I thought she was doing something mean.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm really nervous, man. I'm freaking out.
This
freaking
is when
out,
Jesus
man.
Comes and punches her, right?
Yeah,
Domino David, fight!
Domine.
So that's three.
It's called it. You know the band Godsmack? That's a Godsmack.
And that actually, she does not make her reflex save. And there are no tokens to do it. So...
Does she squeal at us and just be angry? Did we kill her?
The gammon goes crashing out of the window. And I think it's just... You let out a squirt that hits her right in the face,
yeah.
And that staggers her, and everybody else just... And... You'll never save that boy! As she drips and pustulates into an ooze on the floor that just dissipates into nothing.
You underestimate the power of the light side.
The lady went... Or the... Little girl went out the window?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can I parkour after out the window?
Don't go alone, you dumb fuck!
Follow for quickly.
You absolutely could. Give me a parkour roll.
He's a 64.
He has to jump through the already broken window. Success. He just proceeds to break out another window.
Wait, what'd you get?
Low success.
Okay. He's like, I have to jump out another window.
It's not at this point.
So yeah, you hop out the window and tumble and are like ready to take off into the woods, and you hear the back door slam.
We're all stuck.
So she went back inside.
That's what he heard.
Can you look around?
Yeah, basically, I want to see if I can see the little girl running because she had just jumped out.
Give me a perception check.
Perceive. You
got a high success jumping out of a 10 out of a second story window. I'm not going to give you a free perception roll.
I am 17
over.
Flip him.
Hi, Penny. Yes. Alright, you're excited too, I know.
You start to hear screams coming from the basement.
Oh, shit.
Fuck a duck.
Kids in the basement. Let's
okay.
go.
Then I like to run back into the house.
Yeah. So I think we have a kind of a clue moment where you all.
Yeah.
you come running and tumbling, smashing down into the dark, dingy basement where the gammon has is rapidly clawing at a closure underneath the like a crawl space, and just ripping and tearing splinters out of it as you hear a young boy's voice just wailing, "Help! Help me! Help! She's gonna get me! Help!"
Little Marie, you gotta stop hanging around with the coconuts on the corner.
Do you have a concussion?
For Rocky.
It is for Rocky.
Yeah, the greatest.
I told you, the old bitch is dead. Marie's still a gammon.
Shoot her in the face.
So, I think we cut with the sound of a, you know, Quentin Tarantino blam blam bada 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 bada, and
we're all missing it the other kid.
No, the camera fades back up as the four of you, beaten, bloodied, and bruised, walk past the tree line into the hall's backyard.
With
Reuben
Hall.
And no one remembers him.
Yes.
No, we killed the bitch.
As soon as you hit the back door, his parents come running out, and his mom scoops him up, and his dad hugs. Who would be the most? I think probably you're the most humorous effect, because he like picks you up and sets you down, and you're like, ah!
Yeah.
The camera just pulls that back up and looks at the sunset as we have a well hard fought happy ending.
Join Save Milwaukee next time for a road trip and a guest player. Where do you think we're headed?
Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of Chill from Growling Door Games.
If you liked what you heard, please seek us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and or Twitch. Links can be found in our episode description. Please, please, please also subscribe, rate, and share wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out, and we truly appreciate it.
If you're a fan of the current MCU films, Teen Titans, Spider-Man, Batman, what have you, you're in luck. We're playing Masks, a superhero-themed RPG by Magpie Games, and we're live streaming it January 16th, every other Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Central. We're having giveaways, and we have cool artwork that was given to us, so please, please tune in.
The music you heard tonight was Hell Loop Ween by Lemon Yellow Haze from the album Ghost Notes. The link will also be found in our episode description.
Join us next time for a podcast and chill.
Or a podcast about chill.
Because the game is called Chill.
That was supposed to be a funny joke, but we're not hip.
Nope.